Comic Book Radio Theater. Okay, that was terrible. Our story is kind of terrible. Looks like we got realms that Doctor Strange is very confused with. How did this all happen? And what's going to happen next? Yes. Okay. And, yes, the bad guys, the villains in this, well, I can see why these, Crystal Warriors, don't want them around. Must stay on guard. Yeah. Okay. Soldier's story. I like to think I did. Alright, I'm just going to tell you all the music that we're going to listen to when I take vocal breaks. I'm going to take a bunch of them. Okay. Here's one band that came out with a new recording. They were a brand new band at the time. They didn't go far. They are known as Kajagoogoo. Does anyone here remember Kajagoogoo? Okay. I liked them. They were such a one-hit wonder. But I liked them. I liked how they dressed. I got off on their sound. Okay. I know. How trendy of me. But they had a song called Too Shy. They had a song called That. Shy, shy. Oop, oop. Shy, doo-doo-wah. I don't know. We'll have to listen to the song. We'll also hear from Rigera. They're an Italian, like, disco band, techno disco band. They're performing live in Rome, Italy. Then, after our much more of the story, when we come to the end of our story, we'll hear from Billy Joel. Elvis Costello, he's performing live the song Every Day I Write the Book. Live in concert from London, UK. And if I can get anything else on there, I will. Okay. I continue Comic Book Radio Theater. Please come with me as I read to you Saga of Crystar. Crystal Warrior number 3, September of 1983. Okay, I think I said the name right. I don't know. Okay, thing is, I gotta get this on the road before I run out of energy for doing this. Okay. Alright. Yeah, keyboard's good. This is CKUW 95.9 FM, late night radio around here. Thank you for joining me. Really, I'm quite thankful for that. We are the 95.9 FM, your commercial-free alternative.
and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
Then follow me through the fire of the sanctum of Dr. Strange.
Follow?
No, he mustn't. He mustn't meet with Chrysler.
Moltar, my dearest love, you mustn't think you have to do every little thing yourself. After all, your father, the king, always said that half of being a good monarch was to know when to delegate your authority.
He did say that?
A mere handful of your men ought to be equal to the job, Prince Maldar! You six! The Crystal Men made utter fools of you when you ambushed them in Galax! Granting you the second chance! Do not fail me again! You're looking remarkably well, my dear daughter girl.
Yes, considering that I'm no longer human, and no longer on my native planet, Crystallum. I think I look great. Good work, Daddy. Your luck seems to be improving.
Ogado, before you and your friends return to your home planet, perhaps you'd be good enough to show me how you arrived here. And what techniques you use to breach my defenses. I'm very concerned about that.
Techniques? Oh, yeah. Well, I just wave my arms about, just as one does, you know. And the magic itself did the rest, I suppose.
You suppose? Yes, that's very witty, but could you be more specific? What lore did you study? What mystic tomes?
My dear Dr. Strange, on Crystallum, a wizard doesn't trouble himself about all these things. He relies on natural talent and, of course, the goodwill of order and chaos.
And as you can see, a lot of double talk and deliberately vague demeanor doesn't hurt either.
You mean to tell me you honestly don't know how you got here? Then just how do you propose to get back?
Why, I simply... Oh, odd. Nothing seems to be happening.
I was afraid of this. It seems to me we've made all too light of your sacrifice, Aika. I know that transformation to crystal is no easy thing.
I suppose I'll get used to it, Calabar. Or at least as used to it as the rest of you have. Maybe it will have some advantages. doesn't have much appeal to me right now. Of course, if I always looked like this, wouldn't it be something if I was still smooth and shiny instead of wrinkled and dried out when I get old? Except by then, Daddy will probably found something else to change me into. Gosh. Master, please forgive my lack of hospitality upon all your arrivals. Permit me to make amends. Would any of you like to drink some tea?
Oh, none for me, thanks.
Whatever tea may be, I think I'll forgo the pleasure of it. But if you're determined to be of service, perhaps you could polish us. Oop.
These drapes aren't made of skins. Not the way they are back home. They're some kind of fiber. A woven fiber. This house is so remarkable. Only Maltar was here. I mean, that is...
I know what you mean. You've been twins and comrades all your life. It's hard sometimes remembering that now he is your enemy.
As it ought to. Oh, forgive me for criticizing, but mystic energies seem to be very short in supply in your world.
Whereas it exists in great abundance on Crystalum, I gathered.
Look at this chair, Koth. Look at it. Made out of wood, all of it. Do you want to sit here?
No. There are other chairs for me to try. It seems to me our host squanders his riches with great austerity.
Something as fragile and beautiful as wood to sit on.
At last, we're in the same house as our hated enemies.
We have been for some time, so why can't we find? Doesn't it seem to any of the rest of you that the rooms keep shifting from place to place?
Stop imagining things! Zardap knows what he's doing.
Sometimes I wonder if he's telling our prince everything he knows. We're Maltar's men, not the wizards!
Oh, shut up!
Maybe they're up here!
return with the saga of Crystar Crystal Warrior number 3 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, we have ads. We have ads. All right, here's my first one.
Super sale, everything 88 cents each. Hand Shocker, Wolf Whistle, Smoke from Fingertips, Flaming Skull Decals, 1001 Insult Book, 5 Club ID Cards, Garlic Bubble Gum, Whoopee Cushion, Upset Stomach Mess, 1001 Snappy Jokes Book, Mouth Guitar, Disappearing Ink, 25 phony parking tickets, Venus Flytrap. You mix and match any two, only 88 cents each, smallest order, 2 items. Any 4 for $3.25, any 6 for $5 plus postage. Here's how to order. Check off the items you want. Minimum order is 2 items each plus postage. Orders up to $5 add $1 postage. Orders over $5 add $1.50 postage. Money back guarantee. Free catalog with order. Write to the Johnson Smith Company, Department 31, Mount Clemens, Michigan, zip code 48043. Super sale, everything 88 cents each from the Johnson Smith Company.
Some of those would be cool. I'm pretty sure you've seen the Upset Stomach Mess. Looks like fake barf. I'm sure you've seen that. I'm sure everyone's seen that. Here's something that will make you barf too. It's selling. Making salespeople of the future. Yes. That should make you barf.
Olympic! Earn famous name prizes or earn $1 an item cash! Sell cards and gifts from Free Sales Album. Go, go, go with Captain O. Pick your prize from Olympic's free full-color prize catalog. Or keep the cash, $1 every item sold. Earn prizes or cash by selling imprinted Christmas cards and stationery, all occasion cards and gifts from Olympic's free 1983 sales album. Show your sales album to friends, relatives, neighbors, anyone's a prospect. With Olympic, you pay nothing, you owe nothing, you return nothing. You get full membership information and all sale material is free. So don't you wait, call our Captain O operator right now, toll free, or mail your name, address, and zip code today to Olympic Sales Club Incorporated, Department N, Enfield, Connecticut, zip code 06082. Phone free, call Captain O operator toll free 1-800-582-6644, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including Sundays. Ask for Penny or another Olympic Sales Club operator is waiting to rush your name, address, and zip code to us.
Please, operators can take name and address only. They cannot answer questions.
Olympic. Earn famous name prizes or earn $1 in item cash. Olympic Sales Club Incorporated, Department M, Enfield, Connecticut, zip 06082. Go, go, go with Captain O!
Okay. Go, go, go. Uh-oh, I'm having trouble with this, Oh, I'll have trouble with this one. Oh, well. Who cares? Here we go.
Tut-Tank'em! The home video game you've waited 3,000 years for! Tut-Tank'em! The home video game where you race through a pyramid to find Tut's treasure. The game where you're attacked by fiendish guardians of the tomb. You fight back with laser guns! You capture the keys to the treasure room, and then the treasure is yours! All the action of the hit arcade game is coming to your Atari or Sears home video system. From Parker Brothers, of course, Tut-Tank'em by Parker Brothers, the ones to beat.
In television format, coming soon.
Okay. I don't know what kind of video game it looks like. It kind of looks like something like Dig Dug or Dug Dig. Or, I can't remember. Remember, I hate video games. I do not like them. What a party pooper, eh?
We now return to the saga of Crystar Crystal Warrior number 3. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on 95.9 FM CKUW, the University of Winnipeg.
Stop imagining things. Zardeth knows what he's doing.
Doctor Strange's manservant Wong is walking down the hallways. Noom, 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 noom. He sees something on the carpet.
What's this? A hole burned into the carpet. It's still smoldering.
And back in Doctor Strange's laboratory. Perhaps I can find some reference here in this book that will be a use to us.
May I take a peek, please?
Of course. But the language in this book is ancient. It was even obscure back in its day.
Oh, no problem. I'd rather have a gift for all sorts of odd tongues.
Doctor Strange thinks to himself while he's trying to cast the spell.
Amazing. This man is probably the most thoroughly intuitive mystic I've ever encountered.
As Doctor Strange is doing his spell, he speaks out.
Ogadon, the spell I'm using is a simple spell of enlightenment, such as any earthly novice could cast, yet it's having no effect on you. Is something blocking it? Are you sure you've told me everything about the events that brought you here? Not one omission?
Omissions? Omissions? Oh, certainly not. But then, you know, magic is quite erratic at times. You know how it is.
No, I do not know how it is. Would you care to enlighten me?
Oh, in your home dimension? In your very house? Oh, dear fellow, I wouldn't presume.
Manservant Wong enters the room and asks,
"Forgive my intrusion, but are anyone's feet on fire?"
On fire?
I beg your pardon, Wong.
I found holes still burning in several of the carpets and ash on much of the furniture.
What?
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 What? What?
What?
Do you know something about this Prince Cry Star?
Where are they, Wong? Where are they? The nearest room is just at the end of the hallway.
Doctor Strange, I have a brother who serves Chaos, and he is my mortal enemy.
He and his men are made of magma, just as we are made out of crystal, and they'd like nothing better to do than find and murder Crystar.
Well, we're gonna find him first. Calabar, you're in charge here. Guard this room. Come on, Koth.
Let me go. Let me go with them. I can stop those chaos lovers right in their tracks with one magical gesture.
I'm sorry, my dear, but you'll have to trust in your comrades' might. I cannot permit any more alien sorcery to be unleashed here where they cannot be harnessed.
Wisely spoken, Doctor Strange. Oh, wisely indeed. Oika, I'm surprised at you. Wanting to rush off that way. Haven't you learned anything from all my teachings? Tsk, 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 tsk.
Calabar, standing outside the library room, thinks to himself,
I wish we'd thought to bring us some weapons. None of us have got hand-to-hand combat against Maltar's men since the metamorphosis, so I don't know how well we'll fare, but I'll find out soon enough. If any of them dare approaches this library's doorway.
Stupid of us to come out unarmed, wasn't it, Crystar?
We have our hands and we have our wits. Those will have to do.
Right you are. Say, do you smell something burning?
Yes, I guess we're getting close. Look at the burn holes in the carpet. We have the advantage of surprise on our side.
We'd have to have that anyway. If I were a part of a magma army, I'd be startled speechless to see two weaponless idiots charging at you.
Very, very, very funny. At least it's not difficult to follow the trail.
just wanton destruction, regardless of a thing's beauty. That's what I hate the most about chaos. Koth, we must protect this house at all costs.
Oh, naturally. And protecting ourselves will just be a minor extra consideration. There they are!
Oh, dear.
Get them!
Get them!
Get them!
What does he mean, get us?
We're supposed to get you!
You are listening to a reading of The Saga of Christ Our Crystal Warrior, September, the year 1983.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Wanton destruction, regardless of a thing's beauty. It's what I hate most about chaos. Koth, we must protect this house at all costs.
Oh, naturally. And protecting ourselves will just be a minor extra consideration.
There they are!
Oh, dear! What does he mean, get us? We're supposed to get you! Come on! And try us then! Look out!
Tristar leaps over all the magma men
and starts beating on down. Not much of a fight in these fellows, are there, Christoph?
I know what you mean, Koth. They seem as incompetent as the group who ambushed us in Galax.
I resent that! Who asked you?
Hmm.
on the same playing field, Koth. I think I'd have scored a goal with that last shot I took out one of these magma men. Holes in the carpets!
Retreat! Retreat!
The magma men run into Doctor Strange's library.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. They must not go in there with all those books.
Calibur! Don't let them touch one thing.
Oh, it's Ogadode in the middle of the room. Now's our chance to seize that precious Prisma Crystal!
Oops, I forgot it. I had it on me. Oops.
Not to worry, Koth. All they'll be touching are my fists and my feet! And whatever I can reach them with! Look out, Cole! Look out! They're stumbling into the box!
Oh, you idiots! Can't you even fall where we strike you?
They're setting off a practical bonfire! Oh, with your books! Oh, forgive me, Dr. Strange, forgive me! Forgive me!
There will be no need for forgiveness, Crystar. If I act in haste...
Yes, Master, you show them.
What is he doing? Look! All that flame! The fire! It's rising off the books! It's all joining in midair! What's it called, Doctor Strange?
It is a simple enough spell, summoning a power known as the Winds of Watul. They will waft the flames harmlessly through this house and pass all my precious items and bring them to a place of rest. My nearest fireplace.
Oh, remarkable, Doctor Strange.
Ogadode, perhaps you could explain a little thing to me. Just what is this Prisma Crystal your enemies were so anxious to secure?
Oh, I have it right here. It isn't its true size, but here it is into your hands. I use it in all my castings of all my major spells. I don't do one enchantment without it.
Do you mean to tell me that you had this major mystical power source concealed about your persons the entire time we were attempting to send you back home? and you never saw fit to mention it?
Oh, it just slipped my mind, I guess. Oh, I suppose. Why? Was it important?
I suppose not. Not now. However, I have learned enough that it will be a simple matter for me to send you both, you and your enemies, back to your respective points of origin.
Goodbye, Dr. Strange. Goodbye, Wong. And thank you both for your patience, your hospitality, and all your help.
Farewell.
Omni Ashtar grant you all a safe trip home. And may he also grant that as a one-way trip. Next issue, a look at the Crystal Warriors' past and their private lives as Christ Our Faces Exile.
Exile.
Just listen to a reading of The Saga of Christ Our Crystal Warrior, September, the year 1983.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. I'm not afraid to people say they will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't wanna hear what I say. I know you're gonna keep turning away. But I've been there, and if I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know. If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man.